Arthritis.
Okay. Or another one, not quite arthritis. You say, well, I'm kind of aching today. I've got a touch of... It's kind of like arthritis. I think maybe more people have it as they get older than arthritis, and it's not as severe. Just a little touch of
rheumatism.
And what about a very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat?
Tonsillitis.
Okay. Another disease of the throat that children used to have. It was really serious, and sometimes they'd die. I don't think you hear so much of it.
I know what you mean.
I think they give shots for it now.
I just can't call it.
Okay,
diphtheria.
And what about a disease that makes you yellow? Your skin, your eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice.
Okay, you ever see that?
In one case.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And really the skin looked yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Does it get better?
Well, a lot of them cases, why they pass away.
Is that right? It's mm-hmm. pretty serious. Yeah.
The one I seen, I was young.
Yeah.
I don't remember where they lived or died.
Okay. And what do you call it when you have to have your appendix taken out? You say you had an attack of...
Appendicitis?
All right.
If I can remember that.
Okay, what about if somebody eats something that doesn't agree with him and it wouldn't stay down? You say he had to
vomit.
And if it's really bad, are there other words that you might say that besides vomit, or words that way children might say it?
Well, I don't think.
Don't think of anything upset except vomit?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear anybody say to throw up?
Oh, yeah.
Which one of those two to you sounds like the more polite way of saying it?
Vomit.
Okay, and who might be likely to say the other one then? I mean, like a child or
well, a child, I'd think.
Might say that, what?
Oh, that he throwed up, oh, threw up.
Okay. And if you invited somebody to come over to see you, and you want to tell them that you'll be really disappointed, you might say, now, if you don't come, I'll... How would you say that?
Well, I'd be disappointed.
Okay. And if, you might say, I'd be glad. Would you ever use, how do you use the word proud? Would you ever say, you might say, I'd be glad to have you come and see me. Would you ever say, I'd be proud to have you come to
mm-hmm.
me? Do you use that?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. How would you say it to me?
Well, I'd be proud to have you come.
Okay. And,